Carpathia.
Carpathia. That person was thinking of settling down.
Yeah, the map. Yorick.
Tending to his cabbages and tomatoes. Sorting out his scrapbook. His old clippings.
You are looking at that map, aren't you? Actually looking at
it. A mountain's a mountain, baby prince.
Even in Carpathia.
Now this. A fitting reward, eh?
I'm sorry, Yorick. Sorry for all of it.
Oh, you're sorry? I mean, I like you, but we aren't close, are we? We aren't buddies. Chums. Soulmates.
Well, soulmates, certainly.
Is that supposed to be funny? Because it's not. It's not fun.
This road is wrong. I know it is.
You saved the king's life from a mad Swedish assassin on a horse, and they decide to send us both off to Carpathia like it's a reward or something.
Perhaps we should try and just concentrate on surviving this blizzard.
Well, it's not. It's not a reward.
What was that?
I don't know. Are you all right?
Are you?
I can't keep driving in this.
The king has us properly shanghaied this time.
What's that?
Huh?
Up ahead.
Is that... What is that?
Avalanche.
What?
Avalanche.
And so, Chancellor, there's nothing unusual about this latest diplomatic mission.
We are lucky enough to have in Prince Claudius an ambassador of rare diplomatic ability.
But to be sent on another international assignment so soon after his triumphant return to Denmark...
was exactly what King Hamlet requested of Ambassador Claudius.
And these rumours of some sort of an attempt on the king's life...
are greatly exaggerated. What I can confirm for your listeners is that there was a minor incident, but it was quickly brought under control and the intruder disabled, thanks in no small part to the exemplary efficiency of our security services.
So, no truth to the rumour that the king's life was saved, actually saved, by brave Ambassador Claudius.
I don't deal in rumours, Mr. Schroeder.
Thank you. Chancellor Polonius.
Thank you.
Well, that went very well, I think.
We are off air, aren't we?
Yes. Now the red light's gone out.
Of course.
There is another story swirling that he's gone to Carpathia, Prince Claudius. Something about fetching back a royal bride for the king.
You really don't give up, do you, Mr. Schroeder?
Well, that's not much of a denial, if that's what it is.
All this, the new communication, wireless, the pictures... Whatever next, eh?
No holding back the future.
Oh, best you do nothing to jeopardise it, then, Mr. Schroeder.
Sorry?
I'd hate to see your wings clipped over an inappropriate question or two.
My...
Times we live in. There's just no second-guessing what may happen next.
Please don't distress yourself, Ambassador.
Who said anything about being distressed? I just want to know what I'm doing here.
Shush now.
Where is everyone?
There is no everyone.
I'm alone here.
Lovely, isn't it? Our spa?
Our...
There was an accident.
The car I was driving.
Exactly so.
An avalanche. An avalanche came down in front of us.
Dreadful.
And Yorick. My companion, Yorick. He was there in the car with me.
No need to worry about any of that.
But I am worrying. I'm very worried indeed.
Unfortunately, your companion is not here in this facility at present.
He's in another hospital?
He is. But this is not a hospital. This is a spa. And you are here to recuperate after your accident, Ambassador.
How long have I been here?
A few days. A week at most.
You don't know?
I know you need to regain your strength.
I am in Carpathia, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
I'd like my clothes, please.
I really would advise you to rest.
Sorry, you are?
My name is Dr. Swiss, and I am your personal physician, appointed by King Vitold himself.
Well, that's lucky, because it's actually King Vitold I have come to see.
Perhaps when you're better.
Look, there must be someone I can speak with, someone official.
A representative of King Vitold, you mean?
That's exactly what I mean.
Other than myself?
I thought you were a doctor.
Perhaps you will permit me to make some inquiries on your behalf.
I would very much appreciate that.
Now, it's time for your treatment. It's just this way.
Well, just wait a moment, please. Then there's been no word. Nothing at all.
We've lost all contact, Sovereign Majesty.
How can he have messed this up?
We don't know that he has, sir.
Spain all over again.
I doubt very much that Ambassador Claudius has been kidnapped.
Well, what do you suppose has happened? Mind over the way there, please.
They will be cosy, won't they?
Sorry?
The horses. You laying all this down for them.
One does what one must.
Carpathia is not the most technologically advanced country, Sovereign Majesty, as I know you're aware. I am, however, cautiously optimistic that if your brother had been taken hostage, we would know, certainly by now.
How would we know?
There would be some sign.
Yorick's head in a box, perhaps. Oh, mud!
Carpathian mud, Ambassador. From our mines. What,
your diamond mines?
You're familiar.
The diamonds everyone's heard of, Dr. Swiss, but the mud...
Pumped up from far below.
Then they're beneath us, the diamond mines.
Dug deep into the mountain.
Might I visit?
Perhaps after your treatment.
Oh, I'm really not to be spared from it, am I? My treatment.
Well, who would want to be spared from lasting good health?
Well... When in Carpathia...
I would advise full immersion.
Full immersion?
Would it help if I counted to three? One. Two. Well done, Ambassador. That's very well done. Let's see those shoulders covered, too.
Yep.
Oh. Are you cold, Plenius? You look cold.
Perhaps a little.
Oh. Let me fetch you some coffee.
Thank you, sir.
Nothing like coffee in a cold winter morning.
Indeed not.
Now, what I don't want is word getting out about my brother's latest absence.
No.
And I definitely don't want that reporter man, Schroeder, anywhere near it.
He's a vulgar person in every aspect. All the same, there is much interest in Claudius.
Some people just can't live quietly, can they?
Quelling rumours of his part in foiling an assassination attempt is not as easy as it might appear.
Which is exactly why I sent him and that clown Yorick to fetch me back the Princess of Carpathia. What could possibly go wrong, I thought?
Well, I can think of at least one thing that could have gone wrong.
Which is?
Which is that the Princess of Carpathia is more myth than fact.
She is as real as Brimstone Boy here. Never much cared for horses, did he? Father always treated them harshly. And now... Now they call me a... tyrant too.
Your father, the late King Hamlet, was a man of vision and inspiration.
And astonishing acts of repeated cruelty. No sense in either of us denying it.
He had his moments, it's true, perhaps, on occasion.
His moments. What a proper diplomat you are. Which is exactly why, dear Polonius, I muck out my own horses. Always good to get one's hands dirty. Healthier, too. Gives perspective. You're not moving, Polonius.
Sir?
Which means there's more on your mind.
Well...
Well?
The wedding arrangements?
You don't approve.
Well, as we have no bride and there's no word as yet about your brother's situation, I'm assuming we should stand down on making any further
arrangements. We'll have a bride, Chancellor. One way or another, a royal ring is going on a royal finger in 3 weeks' time.
But when...
Now, I'd really like to get this stable cleaned.
Of course, Sovereign Majesty.
Oh, have your wife come visit me this evening?
My... You mean Beatrice?
Unless you have another.
Oh, no. I mean, yes, of course. Forgive me.
There's no need for the face. I'm not going to bite her, old man.
Oh. Oh. Now that's a face I've seen I can't tell you how many times before, oh, Ambassador.
You weren't kidding about this mud, Dr. Swiss.
Did I not say?
Yes, yes, you did.
Your comfort is our only desire.
Oh, well, that's very thoughtful of you.
And as soon as this blizzard stops, you may be on your way back to Denmark.
What?
We'll reunite you with your travelling companion, and you can be on your way.
But what about my assignment, Dr. Swiss?
Now, please don't overexert yourself, Ambassador, or you'll undo all the jolly good of the mud.
I am here, in your beautiful country, on extremely delicate diplomatic business, and I was hoping... that I could meet with your king, at least.
Carpathia has no desire to cause any kind of insult to Denmark.
Then, perhaps, you'd be so kind as to relay that message to the king.
The king has already spoken, and I am his voice.
Well, with all due respect, Dr. Swiss, he has not spoken to me. Not officially, and I'm afraid I will only be persuaded of his intentions when I hear them directly from him.
Towel?
What?
I assume you're not going to make a right royal rumpus in that state.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And the mud. Well, I'm very glad.
About what?
Why, that it's had the desired effect.
What on earth are you talking about? Oh... I can't.
Somebody will be along to attend to you in just one moment, Ambassador.
But why does he want to see me?
I don't know, my love.
I've told Olsen everything. Everything. As if Grandfather would tell me that he was plotting to kill the king.
The very idea is quite absurd, Beatrice.
I mean, they interrogated us for days, didn't they? Mm. The entire castle was on lockdown. Is this another test of our loyalty, do you suppose?
Best we take the king's word at face value.
And if I end up tied to the back of a plane by Major Olsen?
I didn't hear you say that, did I, Beatrix?
No.
No.
Good night, Mr. Schroeder.
Martin.
It's not as you would imagine, is it?
Major Olsen.
The radio studio. A little beige padding and a few flickering lights on a board. And yet one imagines so much when one attends to one's wireless. From empty air, such extraordinary worlds emerge, marvels scarcely dreamt of, and yet here we are, we two in this airless place.
Is there something I can I can do for you?
No, but there may be something I can do for you, Mr. Schroeder.
Oh, yes?
That face, honestly. We wanted to give you a heads up on a scoop.
We?
Olaf Grunwald. Who's Olaf Grunwald?
The chief of Danish radio.
The former chief.
Former? Why, I spoke to him just this morning.
Yes, well, he's resigned.
What? What do you mean he's resigned?
An hour or two ago, in the national interest. Let me sit down next to you, Mr. Schroeder, and we can talk properly, intimately, as comrades should. These bulbs on the desk here. Yeah.
What about them?
Red. Means what?
Well, red means we're live on air.
And the brown light?
Well, that we're not.
I see.
What do you think?
With both bulbs smashed, what happens now?
Well, then nobody has any idea what's going on at all.
Exactly.
And as you say, he appears to be in good health, doesn't he?
After examining what was left of the car, I'd say you're looking at nothing less than a miracle.
We shall have to find him another hospice. Come, that is.
Or deliver him across the border, see if we can't catch us one there.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming such vehicles are available.
Who's this now?
Nice to see you back with us, Ambassador.
Dr. Swiss.
At your service.
This isn't the mud treatment.
No, Ambassador Claudius. This is one of our staterooms. In fact, this is one of the wonders of Carpathia. So no mud. No mud at all.
No mud.
Each wall made up of thousands upon thousands of diamonds. Isn't that right, Dr. Swiss?
That's right, Princess Helena. And the view over the mountains. What? Panoramic.
Princess.
Helena.
The Princess of Carpathia.
You are dumbfounded by my beauty, Ambassador. You see him, Dr. Swiss.
I see him, and he is dumbfounded by your beauty.
Well, something happened to me. There was something in the mud. I was dreaming of diamonds.
The mud can have a somewhat hallucinogenic effect on occasion.
On occasion?
Nothing to concern yourself with.
Forgive me,
Your Highness.
Your Highness, I am not familiar with your customs here in Carpathia.
Obviously.
But in Denmark...
In Denmark?
Well, in Denmark, these actions against a visiting representative of a head of state would be classed as, well, illegal.
By a visiting representative, you mean, I suppose, yourself.
It is not my wish to offend you.
Denmark offends.
Beg pardon?
Denmark offends with its bullying and its cruelty. The treatment meted out to poor Sweden is condemned internationally, I believe. And as for your unauthorized arrival in our country...
The communiques were sent and I understood received.
But no communiques were received. Not by us. That's right, Dr. Swiss.
That's exactly right, Your Highness. No communique was received.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What does oh, no mean?
Oh, no. Means that there has been some small mistake.
I'll say. So what, Ambassador, are you doing here?
I am here to negotiate a marriage between King Hamlet of Denmark and the fabled Princess of Carpathia.
Me, you mean?
I beg your pardon.
I am Helena, fabled Princess of Carpathia, as I believe I told you not 2 minutes ago.
Yes, yes, you did. I'm sorry, Your Majesty, this is... all very disconcerting.
Perhaps you're still dreaming.
Oh, the mud, the empty spa, it's all very, very...
Disconcerting, yes. For us as well. So, if I might suggest we resume our conversation when Dr. Swiss has found you something more suitable to wear.
Getting out of this bathrobe would be very welcome.
I shall see to it immediately.
Thank you.
Until then, Ambassador.
You aren't too cold, I hope, Lady Beatrice?
Not at all, Sovereign Majesty.
I like this time of day.
The magic hour.
Sorry?
Dusk.
You think you know a man, and then what happens? That same man betrays you.
My grandfather, the fugitive, Lord Anders, has dishonored both himself and his family.
Then you renounce him?
He is no kin of mine.
Good. That's good. You must be curious.
Curious?
As to why I asked you to visit. Of course you are. I am, as you know, to be married. And when that happy day arrives and the new queen sits next to me on the throne, I hope I might prevail on you to befriend her.
I would be delighted and honoured.
And I will be able to count on you, won't I?
Sovereign Majesty?
To talk with me about her from time to time. As we are talking now. Gossip. Chat.
I am here for you always, Sovereign Majesty.
Do you like champagne?
Delicious.
Lady Katya brought me back a case from France.
Well, Lady Katya is a phenomenon.
It was her idea, you know, me marrying.
Was it?
Said it was about time.
Obviously a loyal and perceptive friend.
You seem a little nervous. Are you nervous?
I am, Sovereign Majesty. Truth be told, I'm terrified.
How very extraordinary you are, Beatrix. Polonius is truly blessed.
I too, Sovereign Majesty. Oh, it is really very lovely, isn't it? The view, the sea.
You know what's ironic? What's ironic is that she's actually sulking now. Lady Katya, she's sulking that I have put my wedding plans in place on her advice.
Oh, it's not really for me to comment.
I know everyone knows about our arrangement. Katya's and mine. Marriage, though. Marriage is never easy.
For anyone.
Making things easier, it's... I haven't always succeeded at that. Not always for Polonius, not always for you, either.
But we are not the face of an empire.
That face is...
noble and wise.
Noble and wise. There may be some controversy regarding the Queen's identity. It's important to me that she is protected. Protected from any of that.
I will do all I can to make her feel welcomed and comfortable.
And loved.
Love will be my only aim.
There you are, Ambassador.
Princess Elena.
Dr. Swiss has found you something suitable to wear, I see.
I am indebted to him.
What would we be without him?
So?
So?
I hope that we can continue our discussion.
Regarding my proposed wedding to your King Hamlet?
Yes.
No.
What?
Dr. Swiss has arranged a carriage to take you to the Polish border.
That's very thoughtful of him, but I cannot leave, not without you.
Do I not have any say in the decision?
Not if your king agrees to it.
I see no king here.
But I am the Danish ambassador.
Yes, you said.
Well, I believe that there are diplomatic protocols one ought to observe.
In Denmark, perhaps. But this is Carpathia.
The magic country.
Is that what they say?
Held together by sorcery.
You're not the first, you know.
What?
To come a-courting to Carpathia.
But I'm not here to court you.
Thus making the trial an irrelevance.
What trial is this?
You didn't imagine there wouldn't be a trial before I gave my hand.
Oh, no. Of course. And if I were to ask to do this trial anyway?
And why would you want to do that?
To prove Denmark's seriousness.
Well, then that would be an opportunity for you.
It would?
An opportunity to discover who you are and what you most fear. Of course, there is always the danger that you might lose your mind. But what kind of a trial would it be with nothing to lose? Second thoughts?
No.
Quite the reputation he is making for himself. Your king. A tyrant, they say, like his father before him. Are you a tyrant, Ambassador?
Fortunately, we will never know.
Oh. Should the right church present itself, I'm sure you would not hesitate in burning that building down.
I beg your pardon.
Shall we find out?
Befriend her?
So he said.
You alone?
And report back to the king from time to time.
This is very strange.
That I should be asked to befriend the queen?
Well, not just that.
Then what?
Every aspect of this forthcoming wedding.
Move forward and I'll wash your back.
And did you discuss anything else?
I renounced grandfather as any kin of mine.
Oh, the damage he's done, old Anders.
I'd sooner know about Ambassador Claudius.
Well, we don't even know if the mysterious King Witold has accepted King Hamlet's proposal.
Is there any chance he would refuse?
You know that there has always been a princess of Carpathia, and she has always been called Helena.
Oh, really?
And every suitor is always refused. Every one. Carpathia remains a mystery to us all.
A very wealthy mystery.
Carpathian diamonds.
Oh, these shoulders, Polonius. Knotted, tight as a rope.
Oh, thank you, my darling.
Is it true, do you suppose?
Is what true?
That they are protected by sorcery. The Carpathians.
Well, Elsinore once played host to a Carpathian lord who claimed it was so. This was years ago, back when Denmark had declared some ambition to invade.
And?
And what?
Ugh, what happened to him, this lord?
Nobody ever knew. At least, nobody ever agreed.
Because he disappeared?
Exactly so. But then, almost immediately, old King Hamlet became very ill. Nobody had any cure or could offer any cause. Physicians arrived from all over Europe, each as baffled as the last. And then, one night, as the king lay there in his bed, feverish, close to death, that mysterious Carpathian nobleman appeared to him.
In a dream?
Before King Hamlet, in person and awake, urging him, the king, to perhaps reconsider his plans for invasion.
And did he reconsider them?
No invasion ever took place.
Well, that is a very strange story, husband.
Yes. Yes, it is. And it's true.
Once you're lying down in the mud again, Ambassador, we can begin.
Yes, yes.
You're hesitating. Are you hesitating?
This mud comes up from the mines below, you say?
Exactly so.
And how deep do they go, these mines?
Some say to the very centre of the earth, Ambassador. Others not. Nobody knows. Well,
somebody must know.
And one day, I do not doubt, somebody will venture down that far to clear the matter up once and for all. But this is not our concern today. Our concern today is that you undertake the trial.
And there is no other way to take it other than...
full head and body immersion, yes. Just surrender yourself completely, please.
Then you hadn't come to see me for an interview, Mr. Schroeder?
Not today.
Well, that's a shame. Disappointing.
But at some point in the future, I'm sure, a feature-length interview with His Sovereign Majesty's Chief of Staff would make a fascinating feature.
Me on the wireless?
Why not, Major Olson?
Well, if you say so.
Fascinating, as I say.
So what brings you to see me today?
A news report we're considering broadcasting.
Which you came all the way over here to discuss in person.
A train was observed pulling into a station. Elling.
Elling?
Elling station, yes. Activity was reported in the middle of the night. A small escort of soldiers.
Soldiers get on and off trains all the time, Mr. Schroeder.
But this train had no markings. Nor was there any indication as to where it had come from, or indeed where it was going.
That is mysterious, isn't it?
Or indeed, what you were doing there, sir.
In Elling?
Yes.
I was seen.
Apparently so.
Zounds.
And I wasn't certain, if you wanted me to spike it. The story.
Spike as in impale?
As in ignore.
Well, I must say, it all sounds very mysterious. Unmarked trains, soldiers, me? Which way do you lean yourself, Mr. Schroeder?
Toward the spike.
Well, you would know best.
Hello? Hello? What? Hello there, hello. You're very well dressed for a monkey, I must say. In fact, you look like a prince. And I should know, because I'm a prince too. A prince of Denmark. Not that you'd know it to see me now, eh?
First my brother tries to kill me, and then as a reward for saving his sorry life, he sends me off to Far Carpathia on an errand which can only end in... Come back here!
There he be, the noble Ombossidor.
Dauphin.
Surprised to lay your papers on me?
Very.
Told you to do the dead unto me, didn't I? Down there in the cold and dark of that old labyrinth, with love, love, mama, imbibing the old Madeira.
Your mother thrives, I hope?
Captain True's a pirateician still, so there's the answer.
Are you supposed to guide me through wherever this place is?
You know, it's absolutely the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, what they say.
What who say?
That the last thing you see is nothing. Just a brief flash of, I don't know what. And then the old tranquility, the sweet tranquility of the permanent bye-bye.
Death. You mean death, don't you?
That I do. That I do.
Dauphin.
Yes, old man.
How is it that you're here in this dream?
I haven't the filthy foggiest.
Oh, my God, what's that?
Sounds like someone you know, maybe. Someone who put the squealy fear in you.
Perhaps this was a mistake. I think that this was a mistake, agreeing to this trial.
Falling at the first hurdle girdle.
Oh, God.
Recognizant of that voice, are you?
What's this now, Dauphin?
Seems as if an egg crackety-cracked or humpity-dumpity fashion.
That's not possible.
What's not?
Up ahead, on the side of the hill there.
Looks like a lodge, doesn't it?
It's a hunting lodge.
Charming. Recognise it?
Actually, I do. It's where my mother...
Where your mother was?
I don't want to go in. Don't make me. Don't make me.
But then what was learned?
About what?
About the you of you. About that Elsie Snore ruthlessness you fight so to hide.
What ruthlessness?
The ruthlessness that keeps you alive and a-kicking. The ruthlessness you don't want the world to see for fear it will destroy you.
But that's just it. I don't understand, Major Olsen. I don't understand at all. You can't just go around locking down the castle as and when. It was bad enough before.
And again, I apologise for the inconvenience, Chancellor, but the King was very specific.
Guns. There are loaded guns in Elsinore, in the actual corridors.
We are anticipating the arrival of the King's new bride. And just as soon as we've completed what we've been tasked to do, the soldiers and all the guns will be gone. Now, if you forgive me, Chancellor, but there are urgent matters which require my immediate attention.
Wait! Major Olsen!
Don't think I don't know what this is, Dauphin. Don't for a moment imagine that I don't recognise an enchantment when I'm subjected to it. After all, who hasn't heard of Carpathian sorcery, eh? They might have tied it up, though, mightn't they? Not left everything strewn about for everyone to fall over? Dauphin? Dauphin? Anyone?
Ambassadors.
Princess Elena.
Recognize this place?
Where's the Dauphin?
I've really no idea. Who's the Dauphin?
He was my friend, and he was... Look, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you tell me what's going on.
You know what's going on. The trial's going on.
But I don't want to be here.
In this lodge?
Especially in this lodge.
Should we call a halt to proceedings?
I know that you have enchanted me.
Well, that's very sweet of you to say so.
Not like that. Oh. Where's that crying coming from?
The rooms above, I'd say. Someone you know.
What do I do? What am I supposed to do?
That's really not a question I can answer. Now, your brother Hamlet.
What about him?
Rather hoped you might tell me.
Well, the intentions of the king are true, princess.
Your King Hamlet has no more feelings for me than those
diamonds you see strewn about your feet have for you. Oh. You really ought to go and deal with whoever that is, oughtn't you?
He'll wait.
Then you know who he is.
I don't see why this has to be the trial. I don't see that at all.
But how are we supposed to get a measure of you without it?
Oh, you won't find it here. My measure.
Tell me, have you experienced it? Love.
With all respect, that's none of your business. Oh, please, don't make me do this, please.
Nobody's making you do anything.
She was the daughter of a nobleman.
The one you loved? Mm. A Danish nobleman.
And this is his lodge. His hunting lodge. We would play here, my brother and I, and this nobleman's daughter has little children. And then later...
Later?
When we were older, she and I... Look, I don't want to do this.
When you were older, she and you...
There was a lot of bad blood between my father and this nobleman. Things they disagreed about, matters of state, grown-up stuff, not for kids.
Old King Hamlet.
Old King Hamlet. He believed... Oh... He believed my father... Oh, God.
Out with it now.
My father believed that the nobleman and my mother had had some kind of inappropriate liaison in their youth.
And had they?
No!
And had they?
The thoughts he had! My father! The thoughts that belled out about his head, always rolling this way and that, but this one, there's one about my mother... Well, this one bored on down on him until his heart was all but overwhelmed by it. And of course, I...
Of course you...
I was in love.
With whom?
I can't tell you!
With whom?
With her.
Claudius! Come on, quickly!
We can't.
Everyone's downstairs eating dinner.
But if they come looking for us...
Come.
We were 15, nearly 16. Children, she and I. And all we did was kiss. Kiss and kiss and kiss. Outside the lodge, in the frost, and under those faraway stars. But each of those kisses was true. True as true can be. And on this night, on this particular night, after the 20th attempt to say goodnight...
Kiss me. Just kiss me once more.
If anyone should see us...
Just do it.
Oh. What was...
I don't know.
You'd best go, Gertrude.
But I don't want to. I don't want to leave you.
Look, please, just go. Can we stop the trial now?
What happened when you heard the roar?
I went up the stairs.
Yes?
I went up the stairs to our chambers and there she was. Please, 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 I'm begging you.
There she was.
My mother. My brother Hamlet on the floor at her side, just gaping at her strangled body. And my father...
What about your father?
Drunkenly demanded I tell him where I'd been. And who I'd been with, but I couldn't speak. I couldn't open my mouth to speak, and so he grabbed me. My father grabbed me and shook me until I feared my bones might all but tumble out, but still no words would form. And on this went until eventually father relented and put me down and stroked my face and said it was a shame, a real shame, a crying shame that I had missed all the shenanigans and that... And that was when I looked into my brother's eyes and I knew in that instant that he had been here and he had seen it and he had been powerless to stop it. To stop my father murdering my mother for an adultery she had never committed. But that was not the worst of it.
No.
No. Helena. The worst of it was that my brother had screamed for me, and I had not heard him because I was outside in the forest and under the faraway stars with the only love I have ever known. And my brother has hated me
from that day to this, and I...
And you?
I must fail him again, my brother. Leave Carpathia empty-handed.
And the daughter of the nobleman, what became of her?
I never saw her again. Not even to say goodbye.
Will you be all right from here, Ambassador?
I think so.
Then here is where we say goodbye.
And the trial? What about the trial?
Well, that has provided us with one incontrovertible truth.
Which is?
Which is?
That I must make my peace with him. I need to make my peace with Hamlet. I need to go home and do what I can to resolve the differences between us.
Then perhaps you are not leaving here empty-handed after all. Best you wash that mud away and hurry home. The car is waiting.
Think twice, baby prince. That's what I think we should be doing. Thinking twice.
Enough, Yorick. You should be pleased to be home.
But to be returning to Elsinore without her, without the princess...
is my responsibility and mine alone.
And means bad news for me.
What happened to you, anyway?
Nothing much.
Well, you must remember something.
One minute we're heading into an avalanche, and then the next I'm being told by this doctor I have to wait for you. But those nurses they had there... well, if you had seen those nurses, baby prince... those nurses knew how to look after a person. Still, you had me worried.
I had me worried.
And here we are again.
Home sweet home.
The hell is this now?
The welcoming committee.
Claudius!
Is there a reason I was summoned to the radio station, Polonius?
There is to be an interview. A three-way interview between the king, you, and the king's new bride. A sort of getting-to-know-you session, if you will. The king's idea.
What bride?
She arrived a few days ago amidst great security.
She what?
All very irregular, but this is the new Elsinore.
Ah, there you are, brother.
Hamlet.
I was beginning to worry you weren't going to be able to make it.
I very nearly didn't.
Now let me introduce you to...
Claudius.
Gertrude.
Of course, you two know each other, don't you?
Well,
best not keep our public waiting, eh?
In part three of Elsinore by Sebastian Bonchkiewicz, Claudius was played by John Light, King Hamlet John Heffernan, Helena Claire Corbett, Dr. Swiss Neil McCall, and Gertrude was Lindsay Marshall. Beatrix was Abby Andrews, Polonius Clive Hayward, the Dauphin Ed Gochen, Olson Rupert Holiday Evans, Yorick Taylor Kovacevic Ebong, and Schroeder was Philip Bretherton. Elsinore is directed by Mark Beebe and Sasha Yevtushenko.
And the final part of Elsinore is at the same time tomorrow.